We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brewers fans, get ready for passion, perspective, and your chance to react.
It's time for the longest running postgame show in Milwaukee.
This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
The Admirals host the Griffins in the playoffs at 7 o'clock, Wednesday the 26th, and Friday the 28th if necessary. For all updated playoff information or to order playoff tickets, go to MilwaukeeAdmirals.com.
Now, a baseball guy who tells it like it is, your fan host, Tim Allen.
It is a final from Wrigley Field, and the results are not good. A rather disappointing loss for the Milwaukee Brewers. Welcome, everybody. 9-7 the final. It is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. My name is Tim Allen. A tough pill to swallow, and I'll tell you why in just a second. It is Bill Schmidt alongside, as well as Anthony Mandela. And, guys, it's always a tough loss when you lose to the Chicago Cubs. No question about that.
It's also a little bit more tough when you have a 5-0 lead on the Chicago Cubs and lose.
That's why. You're up 5-0 in this game. Jimmy Nelson, not good tonight. I mean, I'm interested in hearing what Craig Counsell has to say a little bit later on during the show to see if it's one of those soup pitch great moments.
it might be. For a while, he kept him in the ball game, but yeah, you're right. The line is just too nasty.
The line is tough, and I don't think he did a lot to help him out. Now, you see an intentional walk to Rizzo late in the game to load the bases to set up a double play ball, right? He had that opportunity, and I was screaming and begging for Counsell to do that for Nelson against Elmora. That's where this game turned. There's no doubt in my mind that's where it turned. And why not just walk him and go from there? There were some issues. Another thing I've noticed is pitch selection for the team. Now, I know it's getting a little bit goofy with pitch selection, but you had earlier in the season Nolan Arenado against Feliz on an 0-2 fastball take him yard. You had Troy Tulowitzki twice in one of those games against the Blue Jays where you've got him 0-2 and you're feeding him fastballs. I notice a trend here with 0-2 fastballs in this team. Now, I don't know if that's something that Derek Johnson, the Brewers pitching coach, and that pitching staff have adopted, but maybe I would go back to old school and just 0-2 pitch means breaker outside and low. Why don't we try that for a while? Because when Montero hit the home run, by the way, he absolutely owns Jimmy Nelson. So whatever they're Jimmy, whatever you're doing to Montero, you need to switch that all up. Just pitch backwards against him. But you have was it Schwarber that hit the home run, the initial home run?
Yep, he hit the two-run shot.
Okay, right before that, Nelson had a walk. So he walks a man, and then instead of staying aggressive with a 5-0 lead to Schwarber there, he goes breaking ball on the first pitch and misses. Now you have to come to him, right? I would have stayed aggressive in that spot and stayed with the heat, but they didn't do that. Just something to keep in your back pocket here as we move forward. Brewers with this 9-7 loss are now 8-7 on the year. They do have a game left in this 9-game 3-city swing. They're sitting at 6-2. As we speak. So with one to play, I mean, they can come out of this at 7-2. We'll take that without a doubt. So big game. It sets up a huge game for tomorrow. And just going over some of these statistics and some of these scenarios here for the Brewers in this one. First inning, the Brewers put up a 3 spot after VR grounds out. By the way, is this true? VR is 0-for-5 with a couple of strikeouts in this one?
Yep, that's true. Now it's down to 133 for Jonathan VR.
VR and Broxton. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. Come on, Briar. Broxton and VR. Come on, Kiar. You guys need to step up, man. This offense is rolling, and it's doing it without these guys. Santana's pitching in, but they're doing it without these guys. Three runs in that first inning for the Crew, and you think they're going to cruise? Not really. After VR grounds out, Thames is at it again with a double.
Yes, sir.
Braun singles, and Shaw then doubles in a run to make it one zip. Santana, a fielder's choice RBI, makes it two zip. And Manny Pena with an RBI double. Four hits, three runs in the inning. Three zip after a half inning, and Nelson goes 1-2-3 in the bottom half. Neither team scores in that second inning. And the Crew puts up a couple of more runs in the third inning, an RBI double from Shaw. Really same as the first inning for Thames, Braun, and Shaw. Double, single, double in order. Twice through the lineup. Shaw had that RBI double, and then Santana with a sacrifice fly. It's 5-0 heading into the bottom of the third inning. And then it was the two runs in the bottom of that third inning, which we just discussed. Schwarber, breaking ball first pitch after the walk. I didn't like that call at all. But now we're splitting hairs. Two-run shot for Schwarber as it's 5-2. Brewers answer right back, top of the fourth inning. Orlando Arcia with a solo home run, his first of the year. Thames later on in that inning had a base hit. 3-for-3 at this point.
Just continues to rake.
Oh, I just scratched my head over that. I don't know how he's doing this. I just do. We'll get into that a little bit later on. Cubs cut it to 6-4. Montero, a two-run shot. At that time, Montero, 6-for-10 against Jimmy Nelson, lifetime. And Travis Shaw, a solo home run, grabs a run right back. And you're thinking 7-4 lead now. Now we can settle in here, maybe tack on a little bit. Stays that way until that sixth inning. Things just fell apart for Jimmy Nelson. Four runs in that sixth inning gives the Cubs an 8-7 lead. They tack on late in the game to make it 9-7. Brewers just bats just went away through the mid and later stages of this game, and they fall in this one, game two of the three-game set, to the Chicago Cubs. 799-1250, your reaction on this on Facebook and Twitter as well. And a very disappointing day for Milwaukee sports, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a way to put it. I turned the Brewer game off for a few minutes watching that third quarter of the Bucks game because I thought it was over. 5-0 in the bottom of the third. You got a stranglehold. Jimmy's been pitching just so well. And like you said, it just completely unraveled for him there in the sixth. But
Jimmy Nelson's line here tonight,
flirting with disaster all day.
Yeah, absolutely. And it caught up with him. Mm-hmm. Again, runners at second and third with one out. I would just say that sometimes go with your gut, and I think Council to a degree does that, but go with your gut. He's not a big intentional walk guy. He never has been in his short tenure here so far. He did it late in the game for Oliver Drake, and it worked out, but he didn't do it in that sixth inning. I would have done it. It wouldn't matter who was on deck. I think it was Schwarber that was on deck.
And he just killed you before.
But again, though, I understand sort of, but sometimes just my gut told me right there in that sixth inning, you still had the lead there and you just walk to set up the double play, then go get Jared Hughes. Just pitch around Elmora. If he's going to get himself out, get himself out. But go get Jared Hughes, predominant ground ball pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you had a little shot at getting out of that thing in the sixth inning. But
well, you know,
nine hits, seven earned runs given up by Jimmy Nelson, also walked three in the performance and only struck out one.
You know, when you look back to that inning that we're talking about, the situation where you could have just walked Almora, Tim, that might be a situation where this new intentional walk rule comes into play, because Jared Hughes just might not have been ready. If you intentionally walk him,
could have been,
he doesn't have any extra time to get ready when you still had the four pitches. You know, that's six or seven shots in the bullpen that he's able to get his arm going.
Yeah, you know what? It's a good point. Maybe that was the situation mm-hmm. there, but you could have stalled a little bit with
could have found a creative way to do it.
Well, a catcher could have gone out there, and then Counts could have gone out there, or DJ could have gone out there to waste a little time. But you know, that's the cool thing about what the Brewers are doing here early on in 2017's championship season. You're breaking down. We're breaking down situations in these games like that, and I'm having a blast. And you can throw that out there on Twitter and Facebook as well. Is this a fun season so far to watch the Brewers? Because there's been times, 73 wins last year, there's been times where, you know, a lot of Brewers fans say, hasn't been a lot of fun watching this team. This year, I don't know, man, it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a great time.
It really is. Not just the winning. I think it's the style of play. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons why is because the offense is looking good, guys. It is. It just is. And the point that, you know, Eric Thames, you know, on the roll that he's on, okay, is he going to keep this up? We all know he's not. But we all know that VR and Broxton and Santana aren't going to keep this up either. There's going to be games and series where they take over and have a 6 for 12 or 6 for 14 series with a couple of big home runs in the series. That's going to happen with these guys. Mm-hmm. And that's the fun factor here for me, at least. It's not all Thames and Braun getting it done, you know, moving toward the future here. It is going to be these other guys, and that's going to be VR and Broxton. And you know, Nieuwenhuis again, he did draw a walk in this game, so he's trying to pitch
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you're lucky about that, too.
Earlier today on the Bill Michaels show, I had an opportunity to chat with Ed Cedar. I had an opportunity to chat with Adam McKelvey. Adam McKelvey had notified us that Eric Thames was drug tested last night.
How convenient.
I just think that, you know, I'm not saying there's any sort of conspiracy here, but I want to get more into this John Lackey thing. For those that don't listen during the day and they tune in after the last pitch to talk some Brewers baseball, and they may have missed the situation with John Lackey. And his comments and the way in which he displayed those comments visually with a wink. I don't know too much about Lackey. I was talking with Rami on the On Deck show tonight. Does he have a little nervous twitch, or is that Rami making an excuse for Lackey?
What do you mean? His nervous twitch?
Yeah, he's got a little tick or twitch that if you know, Tim, if you knew John Lackey, he's got that little thing.
I mean, I just thought he was a nut job anyway.
He is a blowhard, and there's no question about
big
it.
Time.
But you can't construe what he did. He winked. There's no doubt. We'll go into that. I want to know from Brewers fans, you know, I think it's ironic that Eric Thames is drug tested last night. And John Lackey makes those comments on the same day that Starling Marte is suspended for PED use. All that, man. It's just maybe I'm too naive. And guys like Marte, you wouldn't think, but you wouldn't have thought with other guys. All right, we'll take a break. 799-1250. Also, the fun factor. Where is that here in 2017 for you? I got to say, I'm having a blast. 799-1250. You can hook up on Facebook and Twitter as well. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Brewers fall in Game 2 of this 3-game set, 9-7 the final.
Pitching is nearly everything in baseball, but it doesn't always go as planned.
Let's see who got lit up tonight. Brought to you by World Class Outdoor Lighting. Be the envy of your neighborhood. WorldClassOutdoorLighting.com.
This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Yeah, it sure is, and there will be some disappointing games, and that's the thing about baseball. This stuff happens. Brewers up 5-0 in this game, and they end up losing this to the Chicago Cubs. I'll tell you what, the makeup of the Cubs right now, you got to put the hammer down at all times.
Yeah, you cannot waste any opportunities.
At all. Not at all. Not ever. Not up five. Not in the sixth inning, not in the eighth, not in the first inning or the second inning. You got to lay the hammer down. It's a very, very good baseball team, and it's a very intense matchup when you go head-to-head against the Chicago Cubs. It just is. That's fact. You got to lay it down. Lay the hammer down against these guys. Who got lit up and who lit it up is once again brought to you by world-class outdoor lighting, and you can be the envy of your neighborhood by checking out worldclassoutdoorlighting.com. All right, guy, you want to talk about who got lit up? That's Jimmy Nelson today. Still awaiting some comments from Craig Counsell on that. But 9 hits allowed through 5 1/3 innings of work. 7 runs given up, walked 3 in the performance, and it's just not good. One strikeout in his outing today. Who lit it up? How about Travis Shaw, 3-hit night, couple of doubles and a home run? How about Eric Thames, again, a 3-hit night? As
yeah, just keep him in there. He's going to be in there for the foreseeable future.
Don't you do it.
What did I tell you, Timmy?
No day off, no moving him from the 2 spot. It's just that simple.
Day after
it?
A night game, do you think he gets the day off tomorrow? You see Aguilar in there?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, he didn't,
the home
he
run
didn't
streak
hit a home
is,
run, so yeah, let's get him out of there.
Home run streak is done. All right, those of you that didn't catch it, was coming into work this morning and just in la-la land, whatever, just kind of trying to wake up, having some donuts and coffee and cigarettes, and got called
Breakfast
into work.
Champions.
doing the Michael show. And we're sitting there, was prepping for the show and everything, and then I hear Chuck and Winkler talking about, you make that type of accusation, man, I don't think that's fair. And they were, and I'm like, whoa, wait a second, turn that up a little bit. And I hear that John Lackey had alluded to something, and I'm like, wait a second, I didn't hear this. What's this all about?
Passed us by right through last night.
Well, yeah, we normally don't, listen to what the opposition says in the mm-hmm. pressers, and no one had flared us on a comment like that. Now, we're going to play this audio, and I'm certainly starting to lean heavy toward being pretty offended by this. So we're going to light up John Lackey a little bit. I'm leaning
toward it. One of our favorite activities.
Yeah. Leaning toward getting a little offended by this. Now, this audio here isn't the best audio. I don't know whose microphone this was, but they need a new one, or they need to get a little bit closer to Lackey, but... check it out, and then I'll read you the actual transcript and the actual quote. When Lackey got beat up yesterday, he had given up homers to Thames, Bandy, and Braun. Just not a great night for Lackey, although he did settle in a little bit. Now, that's what veterans do. They don't flip out or freak out. They kind of bring things back down to earth. But here's what he had to say, and then if you can hear what he says, fine. If not, I'll tell you what he says. Check it out.
You watch film on recent stuff, and you try to figure out a way to get him out. But I mean, really, even the homer hit the other way, I mean, you don't see that happen here very often. It's kind of one of those things that makes you scratch your head.
So there it is. If you didn't hear it all the way there, let me just tell you what he said. Quote from John Lackey, we watch film on recent stuff. We try to figure out a way to get him out. I mean, really, the home run hit the other way. You don't see that happen here very often. That's kind of one of those things that make you scratch your head. End quote. And then he winks. I mean, he's winking while he's saying this head scratch comment. That's one of the things that make you scratch your head, wink. Like, what? So... in a situation where there's, it's not obvious what he's talking about. To some, it will be, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I try and figure out what he could have meant. So then we scoop all the options in and we decide on one. So you tell me what he could have meant by saying that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of it from a player perspective, and I've obviously made necessarily comments about somebody saying, oh, well, that dude can't be doing that, Nat. There's no way he got that big over there. But there's no other way that he's saying it than that he's doing something wrong. He's not... unless he's saying that he's got something in the bat that he's doing, he's calling him out for having something fishy going on.
We watch film on recent stuff. We try to figure out a way to get him out. Talking about Thames. I mean, really, the home run hit the other way. You don't see that happen here very often. That's kind of one of those things that make you scratch your head. And he winks at the media at that time. Now, I know he can be cynical, and I can too. I'm one of the most, you know, cynical guys at times, for sure. And that's
fine.
That
is true.
And I get that. You know, he wants to have fun and whatever. But what other things could he have meant by that? That doesn't happen here very often. It makes you scratch your head, wink. Then on the same night, Eric Thames, according to Adam McAlvey earlier today, reports that he was drug tested by MLB last night.
That I understand.
Well, I think the timing is really, really funny on
it,
that.
It is.
But, okay, fair enough. Whether the timing dialed into when he's on a 5-straight game homer streak and then he gets popped?
I mean, I would, if I'm Commissioner Manfred, that's how I'm running the show. If there's something that you did not foresee, you're going out there and testing him, because I'm not getting doofed again like so many guys in the past were. I think it's a proactive measure, and yeah, I heard what you said, where it brings into the integrity of the sport and saying, I'm not going to watch the game and say, that guy had 2 homers today. Oh,
but based on that,
what did
though,
he have
Billy,
in his breakfast cereal?
But based on that, though, Manfred is watching the game like that. And I refuse to watch the game of baseball like that. Every time someone's on a good roll, Rob Manfred's going to send down the edict to go drug test someone.
See, because he doesn't have to be watching the game like a fan. He needs to be watching it as he's policing the game. So if you have a way to believe that there isn't anything fishy going on, you're going and checking it out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because like what we say about, you know, a pitcher having something on, he might have something on the brim of his hat. I'm questioning it.
I don't want to know about it though. See, that's the thing.
So you're more upset that it got out.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, if he wants to police that way because he's not us and as a fan, okay, fair enough. But you keep that on the QT. For example, the Starling Marte suspension today. I'm assuming that he appealed that. We will never find out about appeals except in one case. And we all know who that was.
Mm-hmm.
That leaked out. The appeal process leaked out. We're not supposed to know about the appeal process. We're just supposed to get the announcement from MLB that we have suspended such and such player. That's the way that the protocol is supposed to work. And it probably worked that way with Marte. I would suspect that he went through the appeal process. So you get Thames being popped for a drug test last night, and you get Lackey making these comments. Now, Here's something that Brewer fans should think about. Have you noticed that this Lackey, the comments, the insinuation that we, and a lot of people assume that he was accusing Thames of cheating?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this on any national platform at all?
No.
Okay, CBS Sports Radio update?
No.
ESPN, MLB Network.
No.
Stephen A. Smith.
No.
Kornheiser, all these guys.
I didn't even see Skip Bayless say anything about it, and anyone's going to get on a controversy.
I'm going to promise you guys something. Had this been Jimmy Nelson saying this about Kyle Schwarber or Chris Bryant, would have been splashed all over the baseball world. All over the baseball world. And since Lackey can just shoot his mouth off like that and insinuate. Now, again, he knows how far to go with his comments.
Been doing it for 15 years.
Yep, and he knows just how far to go with an umpire.
Yep.
He knows just how far to go with the media and just how far his accusation went today, which really is, he could make the argument, what did I say? Balls, I said it. It makes me scratch my head.
Well, yeah, he's going to come out of here like a choir mouse.
There's no doubt this would have been much, much bigger news if the little old Milwaukee Brewers would have made this insinuation against the high and mighty Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt in my mind. And instead, this guy gets away with it, and we're supposed to sit here and accept it. Lackey, I'm this close to being convinced what he meant. And I just can't go. I just can't go all the way in. I want to so bad. I do. I'm pretty sure I know what he was talking about because I've heard it before, Billy. I've heard it in my personal life here about Thames in the last week or so.
Oh yeah, we've been hearing it from all over. Everyone's been saying something about it.
Absolutely, they have. But that's okay. Fine. That's your opinion. But what Lackey said there is, I think, unfair, and I think it's crossing the line. You got beat up. It's okay, John. It's not the last time you're going to get beat up or lit up on the mound. All right, we have to take a break. 799-1250. I don't know if it offends you at all or is it a bunch of nothing. You can hit us up on Facebook and Twitter as well. Brewers fall in game two of this three-game set to the Cubs, 9-7 the final. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Let's add this one up, Brewers fans. Time to go inside the box score.
Brought to you by Dave & Buster's Wauwatosa. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports.
This is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Yeah, it is presented and built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. That is the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show. Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving America's hardest working people since 1955. All right, Brewers fall 9-7. 799-1250. We'll go over the numbers in this one in just a bit. Just PEDs, sort of our discussion tonight. The John Lackey comments and whether or not he was alluding to that or not. I'm pretty sure he was. I just can't go all in 100% because he didn't say it. And, Bill, am I fair in that?
You're a better person than I am.
Okay, a lot of people think they know exactly what he's talking about. He knew what he was talking about. Eat, drink, play, watch sports. That's Dave and Buster's. We'll check out the numbers here in just a second. Let's go to Chris. Chris, you're on the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show. What do you think on this Lackey deal here?
Well, Timmy, I think PED stands for Pretty Emotional Discussion.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was set out of emotion, and, you know, back in the day when Bonds or McGuire would hit one that way, did anybody say anything? I don't think so. So, you know, we got this new guy, and I think the Cubs are a little nervous.
Well, that's a good sign. That I agree with you, Chris, that the Cubs sort of got they sort of got freight trained yesterday, and Eric Thames is freight training the league right now. And when you look at him, though, being as stacked and jacked as the dude is, I could see how some people might think that, but just simply because he's on a roll and in great shape should not mean that you immediately point to PEDs.
Unfortunately, we live in that world right now.
I know. I know, Chris. It's unfortunate, yeah.
If everything's true, hopefully that test comes back negative, and he's legit.
Well, all right, Chris. Thanks for the call, man. I know the appeal process doesn't it require you to be there in the commissioner's office? I think it does.
That sounds right.
So if Eric Thames disappears for a day or two,
we'll understand why.
Those of you that work at Mitchell, maybe keep your eyes open. I don't know.
Any taxi cab drivers?
Taxi drivers? Uber?
You remember last year when we had the taxi driver call in about the doctor from the Dodgers or something like that?
That was awesome.
Isn't that awesome? And then we find out about the whole news breaking maybe 2 weeks later that they were in talks?
Chris brings up the unfortunate situation that we're in. That's the world we live in. Starling Marte suspended today, the Pittsburgh Pirates star, who just signed a big deal. I don't know, did Anthony find the numbers on that?
You know what? I have them right here. And conveniently for Starling Marte, He's making a base salary of $2.8 million this year, so a little trim off that. But in 2019, or actually next year, we'll just go to his salary inflates to $7.5 million, then jumps to $10 million in 2019.
Yeah, see.
He, 6 years, his... $31 million.
There it is.
Along with a $2 million signing bonus.
I knew that he had signed a bigger deal. 6 years, $31 million, you're set. Now he doesn't get paid for the 80 games here for the next few months.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but for him, Tim, this comes in the perfect time. It comes in the perfect stage of that contract right before it blows up. Yeah, I'll take half of that one. That's fine. I'll get all that $7.5 next year.
It just sucks. It does that we have to think that way, but I'm not going to. I keep saying that. I'm not going to do that when someone gets on a roll, and I'm certainly not going to do it until the shoe drops, if you will. And it did for Marte, it did for many others, including one of our guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to do it. There's been accusations of Scooter Gennett doing it. There's been accusations of Ricky Weeks. There's been accusations of a lot of former Brewers. And I'm not going to buy into it until that verdict, if you will, is out. It just sucks. It sucks that people do. And I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Totally I understand it. I've been burned too many times.
We have been burned. There's no question about that. All right, let's check out the numbers here. If you want to jump in here, 799-1250. John Lackey, I think, was out of line, if indeed that's what he was saying and insinuating, which I'm pretty sure he did, but I'll leave a little wiggle room. Billy, you're convinced?
100%? Yeah, I'm convinced. I know what he was doing.
100%. And the crazy thing about it is, had a Brewer done this, I'm not saying it would be, lead story here through the NBA playoffs and the NFL draft coming up, et cetera, and the hockey playoffs going. I'm not saying it would be lead story, but it certainly wouldn't be buried like it is right now with those John Lackey statements. Had the Brewers said that about Bryant, the Golden Boy, there's no doubt in my mind it would have been a much, much bigger story. 799-1250, Brewers fall 9-7. Some of the numbers look good. Some look bad, Billy.
And it starts out looking real bad for Jonathan VR, now hitting just 133, 0-for-5 tonight with a couple of strikeouts. Eric Thames continues to tear. No homers tonight, but 3-for-5 from the plate. Did score 2 runs. His average is up to 426. Ryan Braun, 2-for-4 with a couple of runs scored and a strikeout. Now he's hitting 306 with a 414 on base. Travis Shaw, big night, 3-for-4. 2 runs scored, 3 RBIs, a couple of RBI doubles early on. Domingo Santana, 0-for-3 with a pair of RBIs and 2 strikeouts. Manny Pena, 1-for-4, excuse me, with an RBI. Pena, 4-for-33 on the year. Keon Broxton, 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts in today's game. He was pinch hit for by Kirk Neuenhuis, who drew a walk as well. Orlando Arcia, 1-for-4 with a run scored and an RBI on a solo shot. Also struck out once, his average now at 196. Jimmy Nelson, 0-for-3 with 3 Ks. Nick Franklin also 1 pinch hit appearance, 0-for-1. Pitching lines, Jimmy Nelson, 5 1/3, 9 hits, 7 runs. They were all earned, 1 walk and 3 Ks. Did give up 2 homers in his 94 pitches. Jared Hughes, 2/3 of an inning, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned and 1 strikeout for the big right-hander. And Oliver Drake came in, 2 innings pitched, 3 hits, 1 run. 2 walks and 2 Ks. The line score goes Brewers 7 runs on 10 hits, no errors. The Cubs get 9 runs on 14 hits, no errors as well. Move their mark to 7-7. Brewers 8-7 on the season. The win goes to Justin Grimm. He's 1-0. Jared Hughes gets the loss, 1-1. Wade Davis, his 3rd save for the Cubs tonight.
And the rubber match tomorrow afternoon from Wrigley Field. The Brewers can come out of this with a 7-2, 9-game road trip. And if they lose, they lose the series. The road trip comes back to Miller Park at 6-3. Bill, you got any comments from Starling Marte after his suspension here?
I have his quotes right here. Quote, neglect and a lack of knowledge led me to this mistake. With the high price to pay of being away from the field that I enjoy and love so much, with so much embarrassment and helplessness, I ask for forgiveness for unintentionally disrespecting so many people who have trusted me in my work and have supported me so much. I promise to learn the lesson that this ordeal has left me.
Yeah, unintentional, though.
Mm-hmm. A mistake.
That, That, well, that's a key word.
And a lack of knowledge.
I'm assuming he's alluding to that, but I took some supplements.
Yeah, I had
something.
No idea what it was. Somebody just gave it to me.
Yeah, it's really rough to see, you know, guys like this. But again, the timing's good for him. I mean, he's making $2.5 million this year. Yeah, so 80 games, half that, you lose, you know, $1 million plus a little bit. But then, don't worry, it doesn't take my real money. My real money kicks in next year.
Now, what I do think is interesting, the change in the rule that MLB put in, which is a good one, is making it that now he is ineligible to play in the postseason.
Yeah, and I like that rule a lot. Mm-hmm. I think that was the Melky Cabrera rule that they instituted a few years ago. But, you know, I know there are guys doing it because there's so much on the line, and we've discussed this many times over the years, but I got to say it's gambling. It just is. It's gambling for big money, huge money on the line here.
D. Gordon's friend alluded to it last year when he got busted. Said, what does it hurt?
Yeah, well, yeah.
What are you losing? You have an opportunity to cash in for millions.
Beef up your numbers and get tens of millions. These owners, these GMs, they don't care. They'll still pay you. Mm-hmm. I made a mistake. Sorry.
All right, get them next time, Junior.
Yep. Whoops. It's wild. But to make the accusation is I think out of line, and that's a brotherhood of baseball players of what John Lackey did. There's 750 baseball players on the face of the planet that are playing Major League Baseball this very second in time. That I thought was a brotherhood. Okay, fine. You get in some deep competitive situations and maybe there's some brushbacks and melees here and there, but all told, they are a brotherhood and they respect each other for it. Apparently not John Lackey. Apparently not.
John Lackey's just a jerk.
This guy needs to be thrown out of a baseball game. Let's just start there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does. He gets away with murder out there. he does. These umpires, man. And he knows how far he can push the envelope to these guys. 799-1250. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter. Brewers, 8-7 after a 9-7 loss tonight.
So, what's the skipper got to say about this game? Let's find out. The Scoop from the Skipper, brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 6 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the only station Brewers fans need, before and after the game. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Boy, we're getting back into mid-season mode here. Lots of Brewers talk, and Bucks knee-deep in their playoff series here, tied at a game apiece. We'll get to Craig Counsell here in just a second. Scoop from the Skipper, once again brought to you by Bryant and Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 6 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. Before we hear from Counts here, Billy, you had a tweet you wanted to get to?
Yeah, Rob on Twitter tweeted in, I heard the substance that he, alluding to Starling Marte, failed for is an injection-only based drug. So him saying unintentionally makes me laugh.
Unintentionally. They all deny. I mean, we know that. Your first line of defense is just deny.
I have never used steroids, period. All right, Raphael.
Yeah, okay.
See how that worked out for you, buddy.
Yeah, no, that, yeah.
All Not right, only all right, did let's... you cheat, but you purged yourself. Nice work.
Way to go. All right, sleep well tonight, Raphael. All right, let's get to Craig Counsell. His team up 5-0 in this game. Ultimately, they lose 9-7. Here he is on Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, the middle of our lineup is carrying our offense right now. There's no question. Braun and Thames are doing a heck of a job. Travis Shaw had a nice night tonight. So those guys in the middle are really, you know, they're scoring a bunch. We've got to get, some contributions down at the bottom, but it's a sign for sure.
Getting Shaw going even more, does that add another complexion to that middle of the line up there with Thames and Braun hitting so well anyway?
Well, you know, we just, you know, you want to, no matter where you're hitting, as many guys as we can get, you know, swinging the bats well. And, it's been a stretch where really the middle of our lineup are the guys that have been producing. And if, you know, we can lengthen it out, any way you can lengthen that out is obviously going to add to, you know, lead to scoring runs.
Three more hits for Thames, not a homer, but he just kind of keeps on rolling, doesn't he?
No, he had a good night. He had a real good night. I mean, you know, two doubles against left-handers. Him and Shaw both had really nice nights against left-handed pitching. You know, we did a good job against Anderson and Dunsing, really. We jumped on those guys, and guys had really good at-bats. You know, used the opposite field well. Travis did. You know, again, they put together that big inning where you kind of one pitch away and, you know, put our glove on a ball and you know, their bullpen did it from there.
Usually struggles tonight, just the inability to locate command.
Well, he made a, you know, the pitch, his first pitch of the game to Jay was, he just didn't get it down. He left it up. You know, he did a nice job with getting a ground ball with Schwarber. And then the wild pitch, the wild pitch cost him. But, you know, it was probably the first pitch to Jay that was the big pitch for him. Just left a sinker up.
You're listening to the Fan Baseball Postgame Show. Presented by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Want $20 Chili's cash? Be listening to Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning at 8:35. And know the Chili's MVB to win. Chili's. Chillin' since 75. And here's Tim with today's Chili's MVB.
All right, they lose 9-7. The streak is over for Thames, at least on the home run streak. But he had three hits and, hitting a robust, and to use a Joe Blockism, a robust 4.25 on the season. That is amazing. And the answer is no, John Lackey. I hope.
Yeah, we can only hope right now. But
I'm not going to assume anything. I'm just not.
That's
I'm
my guy, so he wouldn't have done. He would have told us if something would have been going on.
I'm just going to status quo, man. Boy, is he on a tear. What a great signing from Stearns. He eyeballed this guy a year before they could even sign him.
What a steal on the money, too.
Well, so far. Yes.
Not ready to go that far with it yet?
Not quite that far. Chili's MVB tomorrow morning, Chuck and Winkler. They will ask you who is the Chili's MVB in the Brewers 9-7 loss. First person to correctly identify the player's name and give it right now wins the free food from Chili's. You've got Thames with three hit. You've got Shaw with a couple of doubles in a three-hit game, two knocked in. I don't think anybody on the pitching staff deserves anything tonight. They were just scuffling. So you've got Thames or Shaw in this one, the way I see it. I think we're going to go with Shaw.
Yeah, it's got to be Travis Shaw. He showed up tonight big time.
He sure did. And, you know, the tack on runs once you were, you were up 5-0, granted. But once the Cubs started chipping away at you, kept chipping away too. You did add a couple of more runs, and Travis Shaw was part of that. Travis Shaw is your Chili's MVP, brought to you by Chili's. Chillin' since 75. We'll take a break, get a sports flash, and we'll get Adam McAlvey's thoughts here on this whole Lackey and the Eric Thames being drug tested. We'll go inside the clubhouse up next. Stick around. Still more to get to on the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet here on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Now here's the behind-the-scenes postgame update as we take you inside the clubhouse. Brought to you by WeatherTech Windows and Doors. Receive 50% off qualifying installations with no money down. Visit weather-tek.com for info.
This is the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Yeah, it was a rough day in Milwaukee sports today, man. The Bucks fall in Game 2 of that playoff series against Toronto. The Brewers fall in this three-game set, game two of this three-game set, to the Chicago Cubs. 9-7 the final after being up 5-0 in this one. You're thinking right around the time the Brewers had a 7-4 lead, you had the Bucks tying that game up late.
Oh, and I thought we were going to have a party on here tonight.
Yeah. No, but it didn't happen. It just didn't work out, but yeah, there'll be better days, as they say. That's a big game for the Milwaukee Brewers. If you talk about momentum, and talk about continuing to, you know, get this feel around Milwaukee Brewers baseball to where, hey, man, these guys, this quote that I'm on this year, hey, man, these guys are better than people thought. Tomorrow would be a big, big, big step to continue that sort of feel for this
huge
2017 season. Yeah, it's just to come back 7-2 after starting out 2-5. Oh, my. That'd be big time. And then you're facing a Cardinals team at home for a four-game set in which the Cardinals aren't playing good ball. They're off to one of their worst starts in a couple of decades.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to catch the Cardinals, this is going to be the time to do it. That's a very, very beatable Redbirds team.
So, man, pull out all the stops tomorrow and get it done, Brewers, against the Cubs. All right, earlier today I was on with, I was on for Bill on the Bill Michaels show.
Statewide.
And we had some fun today, and I do all the time on that show, but I had a chance to chat with Adam McAlvey, and pretty interesting that he had notified us. And I thought we'd go back and revisit that conversation with our insider, Adam McAlvey, from Brewers.com and MLB.com.
I don't know if you caught what Lackey had said last night after the game, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around that thing, but I didn't like the way I read this and the way we see it is that I didn't like the insinuation of what Lackey said about Thames. Now, I don't know if you caught that, but his quote really was, we watch film on recent stuff. We try to figure out ways to get him out. I mean, really, the home run hit the other way. You don't see that happen here very often. That's kind of one of those things that make you scratch your head, and winked while he said this. And
you know, I'm reading it too. I obviously was on the other side. I would be curious to have been there, because I've seen quotes like this before that we think are a big deal, and then when you watch the video, it's not a big deal.
I hear you.
So I need to, I guess I need to go find this video and see what it looked like.
Yeah, and you have
it's
to...
It's a weird thing to say.
It is a strange thing to say, and coming from a blowhard like that, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't. The guy's always flapping his yap. I mean, and I don't mind the competitive spirit in a guy like that. I have no problem with that. But, you know, when you start throwing that around, Adam, if indeed that's the insinuation about Eric Thames, I think that's unfair to Eric. And I'm not going to watch sports that way, where someone has a good role and immediately you think those negative things. I don't work that way, man.
Well, I'll tell you, when we were down there, because that clubhouse is so terrible at Wrigley Field, Mike Fasalo actually brings players out to us.
Okay.
So it's kind of, there's this stairway up at Wrigley. You walk in from the concourse into this hallway, and then there's this stairway that goes up to the clubhouse. The clubhouse at Wrigley Field actually kind of hangs over the concourse. It's a very weird setup. So we wait at the bottom of the stairs, and literally if we want 25 guys, they'll bring out 25 guys for us just to avoid creating even more of a crowd in this closet of a clubhouse. So we're standing down there, and Eric Thames, after the game last night, had gone to work out, which sort of made me smile that he's in six straight games and he's going to work out after a night game.
Awesome.
And he comes back in a sweat, and he waiting for him here was Mr. Tester. So, you know, he sort of smiled and he said, you know, look, he said it's kind of, it made him laugh that he was drug tested after he ties this club record and he's hit a bunch of home runs in a row, and he winked himself and he said, yeah, random drug testing. So look, if John Lackey should be, this should put him at ease that Eric Thames is.
So wait a second, he was
like everybody else.
So wait a second, he was Thames was drug tested after the game last night.
After the game last night, yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right. There. You get the scoop right straight from the Wrigley Field bowels over there from Adam McAlvey here.
Well, that was interesting, and as you could tell in that interview earlier today, I was taken aback. That caught me off guard.
Yeah, I mean,
I just the coincidence of the role that he's on, the Lackey comments, the Marte suspension, and he gets tested. I just I'm not insinuating anything right here. I'm just laying the facts out there. I don't even know what to think about all those dots lined.
Tim, I'm coming from an idea of a guy that was in a powerlifting club in high school, and when you would win, you'd go and pee in a cup right away. You wouldn't go and get a trophy before you went and peed in a cup.
Is that right?
So for it to be a performance-based thing, I totally get it.
Wow. Inside the clubhouse, once again tonight, is brought to you by WeatherTech Windows and Doors. Receive 50% off qualifying installations with no money down. Visit weather-tek.com for more information. That was Adam McAlvey, our insider from MLB.com and Brewers.com. He's guarded too, man. He's been around the block, Billy. And when there are comments and quotes like that, you kind of have to reserve judgment a little bit until you start, you know, really digesting this and getting all the facts and seeing the wink. And was it a body tick from Lackey? And does he twitch? And is he one of those guys? I don't care if you twitch. I don't care what's going on. But is that what it was, or was it a wink? Now, you've seen it. This dude was really close to 100% that he was insinuating, and I just thought that indeed was unfair if that's what he was doing, and all those things line up, and it's very interesting. That's all I gotta say, and again, I will not assume that anybody is cheating. I will just wait for due process, and that's why they have these things set in place. And you know, with the Braun thing, it should not have leaked out that he was going through the appeal process. Mm-hmm. Number one.
Yep, totally agree with that.
You know, that whoever leaked that, I hope that person got I won't say fired, but you know, got written up, or at least, you know, talked to in that fashion. I don't even know if they know who leaked that. Whether it was the league or someone from the team or one of the arbitration guys, the panel that hears the hearing on this, who knows?
Yeah.
But we didn't know that Marte went through the appeal process, and so the process did take its natural course, and that's the way the rules are in place. But I'm just not going to watch baseball that way. I'm not going to watch any sport that way. You know, people do make accusations. You got to be careful when you do that. There was a situation where Pujols was quite upset with some broadcasters in the St. Louis market, and I think there was some disciplinary action there. I believe somebody lost their job over that.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, here, Wei Yin Chen has a no-hitter through seven innings, so is he juicing?
Well, that's the thing. I don't want to think that. Mm-hmm. I really don't, and I won't. And I won't. And some time ago,
I agree with you.
It might have been a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. I just did this, what I call the unscientific poll on the air, and it was what percentage of baseball players are cheating? It was just a simple question, and we had a great time with it. I had a great bit with it. Talked, you know, 45 minutes or so on what our listeners and baseball and Brewer fans thought about that. I was stunned by the feedback and the outcome of that question, and there were a ton that said around 50% were cheating in some regard. And it may have come up with the Will Smith and the pine tar on his elbow down in Atlanta. I don't know if you guys remember that, but you know, he I believe he was suspended for that. There's now the pine tar that these pitchers will quote hide underneath the bill of their cap, and there's Yadier Molina with the pine tar on his chest protector, and yet he's always going to the chest protector to dry his hand off. And we hear from certain players that, hey, you know, it's sort of wink, nudge, yeah, we do it, but it protects the hitters. It keeps a pitcher in better command. What does it do for a catcher then? I mean, he's not throwing a 98 mile an hour fastball up and in, is he?
No, it has better command when he's thrown behind a runner over to first base, or thrown down to second.
And I get why they do this. My son and I were talking about this the other night. I get the pine tar thing. It's sort of this dry, super dry, but still maintaining a great texture on the ball. I get why they do that, but if it's against the rules, it's against the rules. And if you don't like the rule, then you need to change the rule.
So you're not a if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying kind of guy?
Hey, if stealing signs, looking for tip pitches, that sort of stuff, I am all about that.
Okay.
All about
that. Okay.
For sure.
That's, good, we're on the same page then.
That's part of the game, man.
Yep.
But to use something that clearly is illegal, that you got to draw the line there. Stealing signs, you better change your sign. You better change the indicator then. You got a runner out at second base. This isn't new. You're not mm-hmm. new when there's a runner at second. If Piscotty over the weekend is at second base and you didn't change the indicator on your signs, Manny Pena, that's a shame on you.
Yep, that's
and
your if, fault.
If he's going to wiggle one hand that sends a signal to Molina that you're going to get a curveball here, well, that's a shame on you, Manny Pena. You got to do that. I'm all for that. But, you know, the other stuff, no, man. It says you can't put a substance on a baseball. You can't use performance-enhancing drugs into the system. And so you have to follow those. Those are pretty cut and dry, black and white. All right, we'll take a break here. Just maybe a time if you want to jump in here at 799-1250. A rough day in Milwaukee sports, and you can hear all about it tomorrow morning. Chuck and Winkler will be having pretty spirited conversation about the Milwaukee Bucks loss tonight, the Cubs and the Brewers, and the Brewers loss tonight, including the Lackey, a little bit more on the Lackey comments. Fun show tomorrow morning on Chuck and Winkler. You're listening to the Milwaukee Admirals Baseball Postgame Show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Game 60 of the season. When it's a big game, it's a big game. They all count as a win and a loss, whether it's April or August. And the Brewers try and go after the series in tomorrow's matchup at Wrigley Field. They can come back 7-2 on a 9-game road trip. Nobody thought that. Not a lot of people thought that. They're better, I think, than people think. We'll see if that trend continues. But, the Milwaukee Admirals baseball postgame show, built by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, tomorrow after the last pitch, you make the switch. I will be off going to my son's baseball
nice.
Banquet in Madison. Yeah, so I'm going to make the trek up there and, you know, and enjoy that. The Admirals, speaking of the playoffs, they start their playoff series in Grand Rapids on Friday night. We'll be on the air following the Brewers-Cardinals game that night, but then they'll play again on Sunday. So Admirals trying to dig deeper into the playoffs. They've got a couple of home games, don't forget, next week, and we'll remind you about that as we get a little bit closer. Get your tickets now at MilwaukeeAdmirals.com. All right, that's going to do it for us here tonight. A 9-7 final as the Brewers fall and the series even at a game apiece. And man, oh man, wouldn't it be nice with just a runaway win tomorrow? Just an absolute
blow them
train.
Out, maybe 9-2.
Exactly. I was going to say 11-2, but we'll take 9-2. And Thames back on the homer bandwagon. That'd be awesome. Boy, he is a rough out right now.
Yeah,
he really is. Beyond anything else, he's just a tough out. And hopefully that continues. For Anthony Mandela, behind the glass, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, my name is Tim Allen. You guys have a great night. And regardless of what happened today with the Bucks and the Brewers, try to smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.